This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in our studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Melanie.
We're going to go right to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Jeff is in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jeff.
Yes, hi. So I wanted to bring up... something. I'm a truck driver, and the government. Can you hear me? Did I lose you?
We got you fine, loud and clear.
Okay. All right. So,
it was loud and clear, and you just cut off with no more syllables or words coming through. Jeff, hang on. We'll see if maybe we can get you in a better cell signal here in moments. Let's go first, in the meantime, to Robert in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Ian, when it comes to the fees and everything. You know, because I had the same similar experience where I was transferring some funds from Bitcoin into another wallet. And, you know, because at one point Bitcoin was heading on its way to $20,000. This was
sure is
like a week or so ago, and it was exciting. And what I felt, it was kind of like it was slowing down. I just said, well, I'll just take, and I'll just opt it back into this other cryptocurrency. And out of the excitement, when I did that, I didn't look and see how much the transaction fees were. But for a $500 send, it was over $100 that fee was.
Wow.
Yeah. It was incredible.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. And so what you're giving an example of is somebody who is even, you know, you've been using Bitcoin for a while, and even you didn't pay attention to the fee.
Well, no, it's just because it's the adrenaline, it's the excitement, you know. It's like what's being said here, you know, like what's been said here for off on quite some time with some of the hosts here is that, you know, you got to pay attention to this. It's really no different than gambling here, really, in a sense, you know.
Well, I mean, an investment
really
to some extent has an...
Any
investment has an aspect of gambling to it in that, you know, you are risking possible gain or loss in the future, certainly.
Yeah, so if you would classify investments as gambling, I think there's an argument to be made there. I don't see how it's any more like gambling than buying stocks or bonds.
Yeah, that's pretty much like gambling. I mean, I guess the argument that somebody would make against it is that buying a stock or a bond or investing in a business in some way or whatever could, in theory, be done with some level of knowledge, whereas, you know, pulling a slot machine or whatever, you don't have any additional knowledge going into that. So that's just straight-up gambling based on whatever odds the machine has versus the stocks or whichever cryptocurrency, which you may have a belief about as far as the potential for that thing in the future. To me, that's really the only difference.
You really got to, when you're making these transactions, when you're, even if it's just for your own self, you got to pay attention and check and see what those fees are, because you have that choice of whether or not you want to push that send button.
That's true. You know? Buyer beware.
But that's not really the reason why I called.
Okay.
I didn't want to call. I wanted to ask you, the other night, a guy called in about, and he talked about Ronald Reagan and him not having a driver's license. And I kind of wondered maybe if you might just, you know, at least before, because I missed a part of that. I wonder maybe if you could discuss that, please.
But we have no idea if that claim is true. I mean, that was just the claim of a caller who made the claim that when Ronald Reagan was like 18, that he didn't have a driver's license or something like that. And that's about all I recall from it. And, you know, we can't verify that claim in any way, shape, or form. But the person was claiming that Reagan was somehow some freedom to travel advocate who ultimately became, you know, the president after, I think he was governor of California for a while, and then he became president of the United States. So obviously, if it were true that at some point in his life he had favored to travel, he certainly didn't by the time he died and was a complete arch statist, having run the federal government and dramatically presided over a dramatic increase in the size, scope, and price of that very federal government over the 8 years that he was there. So that's why it seemed pretty unbelievable to me that he would have in any way been in favor of freedom to travel. But, you know, people can change between the time when they're younger and older, and certainly the more time somebody spends at the halls of power, the more likely that power is going to go straight to their head. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report on via Skype. Hello, Dave.
Hello, malcontents.
Howdy. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to report a minor or at least partial victory with regard to attempts to increase the tolls in New Hampshire.
All right. Tell me about it.
So there was I look at it as sort of an attempt to sneak in a toll rate increase. It would have been about $36 million on our toll roads.
Okay.
And the day before Thanksgiving, I guess, was when they announced, that this would be on the agenda at the executive council meeting. And the executive council meeting was December 5th, so there wasn't much time given, but the folks did rally to stop this. I don't know if they literally rallied, but there was definitely a significant turnout at the executive council meeting on the 5th. And if you don't know New Hampshire politics, the executive council is sort of like the governor has five vice governors who can shoot down his spending. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think they have control over spending above a certain amount.
And they have meetings, I think, every 2 weeks. They feel a lot like, having been to some of them, they feel a lot like, you know, a city council meeting, just with more people attending.
Okay.
And people kind of pushed against this, and so the executive council voted to delay this at least, or at least delay a vote on it. They didn't make a decision on the 5th. So it gives people time to talk about it, time to rally against it. Last time, I don't remember the last time they raised spending, but I know that some of the things they spend money on include cameras to surveil you. So they apparently don't need money very badly.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's, you know, putting off a vote is a step in a direction. I mean, it may just be delaying the inevitable raise of these tolls. What I'd like to see is somebody in the legislature actually propose to abolish the tolls. I think that's the direction.
Well, they were supposed to be. I believe legislatively they were supposed to be. When they were put up, that was the guise under which they were created.
Oh, yeah, they always say that.
They were supposed to be temporary.
Right. Yeah, just as soon as we pay off the roads, the cost of the roads, then we'll take them down. And then they never take them down.
I called into WKBK about this this morning, mm-hmm. your local radio station. And one of the things I mentioned was that, like, if you look at the picture where they're discussing it, and the person who's standing there testifying in favor of it, He represents the contractors organization, the building contractors organization. So he's there to tell you that he wants you to fund this thing so he can get sweet contracts.
How would that get him more contracts?
Pardon?
How would raising the toll get him contracts? The tolls are already built.
Oh, well, they'll figure out something to build. I don't know what he's gonna get, but it's just, you know, it's all the insiders tend to show up and
No doubt. That's why it's great that we are here in New Hampshire, where we've got Daryl Perry doing Liberty Lobby at libertylobby.info, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance also doing great work in the State House. We've got thousands of liberty-minded people moving here as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration and more. Dave, thanks for calling in. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We got more on the way, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450. Free like freedom, this is Free Talk Live.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
It's working. Don't quit.
Dynovite.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, an update on the case of Mark and Jody Emery, the cannabis activists, Mark known as the Prince of Pot, who went to prison for five years in the United States for selling seeds on the internet. He is now back in court earlier today with his wife Jody, and we'll tell you what happened there in a few moments. It's Ian and Melanie in the studio here tonight. Also, want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. Great gift for the holidays, although obviously your time is running out to get an order in. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. Maybe if you do it this week, you can get some increased shipping speeds and get it done. But you can get the delivery taken care of, and three Blink cams, you'll get them for what the other guys charge you for one security camera. Super easy to set up. There's a Wi-Fi based, basically an app that you use on your whatever device you've got, maybe tablet or smartphone. You pop the batteries in these cams, you plug in the hub into a wall outlet, and then do a brief setup, and you're good to go. You can decide when you want the cameras to run, how long of a clip you want them to send you, and then wherever you are, you're going to get clips of what's going on in front of those cameras when something triggers it. You can go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's FTL, like Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL, and get your Blink home security system there. And by the way, some of our listeners had asked, or one of our listeners had posted on the Free Talk Live AMP only Facebook group about the question of where the videos are stored. The concern being that if they were stored on a centralized server somewhere, that could be targeted, taken out, somehow could, you know, be a bad thing. And I could definitely understand that point, but you can, according to the frequently asked questions on blinkprotect.com/FTL, you can download the clips that you want to download. So you can keep them on your device in addition to the cloud as well. So go to blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Labs. We go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Jeff back on the line in Oregon. Jeff, we had a bad signal with you earlier. We're trying again here. Go ahead.
Yes, I pulled over, so I don't have a moving signal now. So.
Okay, great.
So what I was saying is I'm a truck driver, and in the industry for 20, 30 years, I don't even know how long, they've made us keep these logbooks. So
that's
that,
right, yep.
You know, we can only drive 11 hours, and we can't, you know, and they have different rules about how, you know. So anyway, today they just rolled out a new mandate, which forces every truck on the road to have a device in their truck to record automatically their hours that they're driving and doing whatever.
Oh, boy, that sounds expensive to implement.
Thousands of dollars for a truck.
Wow.
So I just want to stress to all the people out there that think that this is a good thing, this will keep truck drivers honest or whatever else, there's always unintended consequences from using government violence. And what is going to happen, what's already happening, is it makes it so that if I'm really tired, I can't pull over and take a nap now because my recorder, sometimes that counts against me and I can't make it to my destination on time if I take an hour-long nap. And I can't be late in this industry, you know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that being late would be 10 hours. And so sometimes, I'm really, really, really tired, and my choices are to be 10 hours late or to take a little nap. Well, that choice doesn't exist anymore, and so now I'm going to be driving tired.
So why, just to understand a little more about this new system that they're forcing on you, why is it that you cannot take a nap? You can't turn off the system while you nap?
It's because, you know, the government has a one-size-fits-all situation for everybody.
Right.
And they say, well, you should be up for 10 hours, or you should sleep for 10 hours, and then you can drive for 14 hours. Well, if I'm on my 14 hours to drive or to be on duty, and I take a nap, then that's going to cut out of my workspace, my work time.
I see.
And then I won't
have enough time. So it's not like this thing operates. So you're saying this system that they're forcing on you, it's not like it has any intelligence whatsoever and, like, operates when the truck's moving. You're saying that you log in, and then it just goes ahead and figures you're going to be there for 14 hours?
No. It records my truck when it moves. When my truck moves, it's recording.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, so they give me 14 hours for my workday.
Yeah.
And if I need 13 and a half hours of those to do my work, then there's no time for me to take a nap. Or, you know, it will. It's just disastrous. Everything okay. that it's just, you know, when the government tells you that they think you should be sleeping or you think you should be working, you know, I can't plan ahead for weather. Like if there's a storm coming tomorrow morning. You know, I have to sleep now, and then I have to drive in the weather, even though it's safer for me to drive now. You understand what I'm saying?
Because the government says so. Yeah.
Yeah, because the government says that I'm tired. Or
so what you're saying is that this new system, because it's one size fits all, because it's some government bureaucrat who's probably never driven a truck before in their lives, who has implemented this, that it's going to result in more drivers being more tired on the roads, which when people are tired and driving, that is a mixture for death and destruction and injury.
Yes. And in bad weather and at nighttime and.
Wow.
And parked dangerously because, say, you ran out of time before you could make it to your safe place to park. Well, you're pulling over, you know, on the side of the...
Wherever you happen to
somewhere.
Be.
Wow.
And, you know... the other thing is, you know,
or else what? They fine you?
On-ramp, oh yeah. Huge fines. If I'm parked on an on-ramp, the next morning I can't go inside the truck stop and get a nice warm meal to start off the day, which basically means I'm tired and hungry.
Oh my god!
You know, it's just, and before, you know, when it was on paper, you know, you could just kind of, you know, erase the line here, tear out the page, and redo the log. You know what I mean? But now this is recorded and sent to the FMCSA, and so they know exactly. And it's GPS monitored, too. So, you know, forget about privacy or anything like that. So,
right, so now you got to pay extra for the service.
And by the way, this is going to cause the freight prices to go up, which means everything that you buy is going to be more complicated to get to its location. It's just going to be a huge...
cluster
to get stuff to the freaking stores.
Jeff,
so,
I want to say thank you for thank you for the call. I know I'd heard this was coming, and I'd heard the professional drivers were going to have a protest over it, and so not a surprise that it is here, regardless of the protest. Jeff, thank you, and thank you for your service. Thanks for keeping the country and the world
thank
together
you.
With logistics. Much appreciated. These poor guys, man, they just get bent over the barrel six ways to sunset with these regulations, and it just keeps getting worse. And it's, you know, it's a job that it's going to be harder and harder to get work in because you're going to see more automation, I think, in the world of trucking. They're going to have driverless trucks at some point. You've already got companies like Walmart and others who are developing this, as I understand it, very heavily. Because if you can cut out the cost of the drivers, then that's going to bring shipping costs down. So keep that in mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You join us here. The latest from the War on Pot in Canada coming up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, it can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free. Bring up whatever you want here at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. Coming up, a 90-year-old woman kicked out of a nursing home. Melanie's going to tell us about that story. It's Ian and Melanie in the studio. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. Do want to let you know about Anarchapulco. It's coming up in just about 2 months from now. It's happening February 15th through the 18th, right in the heart of wintertime, but it won't feel like it down in Acapulco, Mexico, at the beautiful Princess Resort. For Anarchapulco, the fourth annual event. It'll be my second. I had a blast at this year's event. Looking forward to 2018, where there's going to be great libertarian anarchists, volunteers, speakers like G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galtz, Adam Kokesh, Kerry Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan. You also get live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussel, and more. You can go and get your tickets over at anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL like Free Talk Live. That'll get you 10% off of the tickets. This is the premier libertarian networking party convention event. It's great, and you're not going to want to miss it this year because last year was awesome. Go to anarchapulco.com, use code FTL for 10% off your tickets, and there's also other tickets you can add in to extra events that are happening around the same time frame. And you won't want to miss Cryptopulco, which is included in the main ticket price. That's the final day of the February 15th through the 18th at anarchapulco.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, Tom is on the line in Nashua, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Melanie. Hello, Tom.
Just after the new year began, on January 1st, 2010, down in Georgia, a 4-year-old Markel Peters was sitting in church, and a bullet that some idiot fired up into the sky to celebrate the new year penetrated the church roof and killed 4-year-old Markel Peters.
Jeez.
A little boy peacefully in church. I mean, what did he ever do to anybody? And the reason I'm bringing this up is because New Year's Eve is coming up. And, you know, you want to bring in the new year. That, you know, firing bullets recklessly into the sky.
Bad plan.
Some people's idea of having a good time. It's a terrible idea because you could wind up killing some innocent person who doesn't deserve it. You know, there's no guarantee where there's bullets are going to land. So, you know anybody's talking about doing that, or you see somebody at the party talking about doing it, you try to talk them out of it, too, because, of course, you never see what would have happened. You only see that when it does happen. But
it's good advice, Tom. People should be aware that what goes up must come down, and when that thing coming down is a piece of metal, it's probably going to cause some damage either to a thing or to a person.
Well, not only that, but it's not just that, but if you make a habit of it, first of all, if you fire 6 blasts into the air, that's 6 times as much risk.
Yep.
And then if you do that every year for 10 years, then 60 times, you and everybody else doing it, you know, the danger is multiplied. And for what? For what? I mean, it's not like that.
Yeah, it's dumb.
What did he ever do to anybody? So
if you want to have things go boom, that's why they have firecrackers. And those stay safely on the ground.
Just as bad as those cops that threw that flash grenade into a toddler's playpen on May 28, 2014.
No, I'd say that's worse. I'd say it's worse when the cops throw a grenade.
Those seem equal because on the one hand you have someone recklessly throwing a grenade, and on the other hand you have someone recklessly shooting a gun and somebody
died. No, I'd say it's
worse
when the cops threw the grenade because they knew that people were in the home that they were throwing the grenade at.
You know that people are standing in the ground and in the general vicinity when you're shooting a gun in the air like a stupid person.
Controversial about don't fire bullets into the air. Wow, I didn't think I could get anything controversial.
No, I don't think that it's controversial. Tom, thanks for the call tonight. There's no controversy here over whether or not one should fire bullets. I think everybody agrees that's a terrible idea, firing a bullet into the air. It's terribly dangerous and irresponsible.
If you do that, I don't think you're any better than the cops that threw the grenade through the window.
I don't think you're much better than the cops, but I'm surprised that you're actually ranking the cop on the even keel with the fool who's just drunkenly firing a gun into the air. I mean, the cops have an intention to hurt.
It's not like you can't possibly commit aggression to the level that cops do in any given scenario.
Yeah.
I mean, the difference is you're not doing that 24/7, 5 days a week.
That's one difference. The other one is that the person firing a gun in the air is probably so drunk and stupid they don't really have any idea what they're doing.
Okay, but A, you got drunk knowing that you didn't do something with your gun to put it up before you started drinking.
No doubt. Irresponsible.
B, you kept the gun on you while you were drunk. C, especially if this is the second time you've done this, you know that you have a propensity to, for some reason beyond me, wildly shoot guns into the sky. Like, you know, you're mad at the clouds or some craziness like that. So
I don't think there's that much thought that goes into it.
You're hanging around people who don't go like, hey, you're drunk. Why don't you put the gun down?
Right.
Like, no, there's people treat negligence as if it's this separate entity that kind of just appears out of nowhere and nobody can do anything about it.
The drunk guy, though, isn't trying to actually cause harm, whereas the police absolutely are.
I think if you question those cops, they would tell you that they didn't think that flash grenades would actually harm somebody. I think they would tell you that they didn't think that it would land in a baby's crib. I think that they would tell you that they weren't intending to harm any person, though they clearly were intending to harm property.
Melanie defending the cops.
No, I'm not defending the cops. I'm telling you not to act like a cop, because if you're shooting aimlessly, that's pretty cop behavior, just shooting aimlessly at nothing in particular.
All right. You've convinced me. So let's go to Ricky. He's on the line in Pennsylvania on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
That is the Commonwealth, and I must apologize there, Brother Ian. I was going to go in this long thing with the Constitution, but judging by our previous call, I got something much more important, and it's gun safety.
Go ahead.
All right. Now, Miss Melanie, now I will say you're an anarchist, and at any given time, I will say I generally disagree with you. This is one of these times, amongst many.
Okay.
Okay, now, example, if I may, and you all an anarchist, and that's another story.
I am not an anarchist. Melanie
not
is.
Your, not brother, you miss Melanie.
I'm a voluntarist. I think all human interactions should be consensual.
Those aren't different, but okay.
Yes, they are. Anarchists suggest that you don't have any rulers, and I think Mark makes a strong argument that you have to rule yourself, otherwise you would just lay there.
Oh, I'm going to get into anarchists one day.
Okay, but let's talk about what you said, gun safety, right, Ricky?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
Ricky.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay, here, you want to start, young lady, and then I'll make my very important gun safety point. I'd love to hear what you have to say about gun safety.
No, you're the one who called in. You start.
I mean, I can tell you like a couple random things about gun safety, but I don't know what in particular you want to talk about.
Don't point it at anything you don't intend to destroy. There's rule number one.
Okay, so let's go. Thank you, brother. You read my mind. Now, that being said, I have a new firearm that I'm going to be picking up on Wednesday, and I will demonstrate that firearm and freedom on the air. Now, here's the thing. First of all, the firearm. You know anything about guns there, Miss Melanie?
Yes.
Yeah, probably more than you.
Well, that's neither here nor there.
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't know how much Ricky knows about guns.
Actually, people are learning Ricky may or may not know a lot of things. Now, that being said, let's talk about the gun I'm getting, first of all. First of all, exact model. It's a Uberti 1873 Cattleman, 7.5-inch barrel, 45 caliber. It's a four-position cock, COLT. It's actually a replica of the 1873 Army Cavalry revolver. You familiar with that model, young lady?
So, wait, it's new or it's an old replica?
No, I'm not.
It's actually a new model. I have the broken safety. The base pin has been modified to replicate the original Cattleman. That being said, you should, when you carry it, first of all, the first safety precaution, and then I'm going to talk about ammo. You should basically, when you spin the cylinder and you put it in its second position, which you use to revolve the cylinder, you put in a cartridge, dip it.
Where is this going, Ricky? Are you going to give us a detailed explanation of how to load the gun that you're going to buy, or do you have like a point that you're trying to make?
I have a point when it comes to you.
All right, well, hold on, mister. We're going to continue here in moments. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here. The number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so join us at Skype username lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want, and also you can call in. Or, again, you can get on to our website and get interactive there. There are a lot of different options for you to interact with hosts of the show and other listeners, including our web forum. You go to forum.freetalklive.com, and you can get interactive there. Melanie and I are two of the users on that site, and there are a bunch of people who have been signing up recently. You can go and check it out. There's not only Free Talk Live subforums, but other subforums like cryptocurrency subforums and more. Go and check it all out over at forum.freetalklive.com. That's forum.freetalklive.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. Ricky, you were explaining to us that you got a gun that you're ordering. It's going to be a replica of an old gun from the 1800s. And then without getting into how you use the gun, because that's not really that interesting, what was the issue you were calling about?
Well, if you may bear with me, there's a reason why...
I don't know if I will.
There's a reason why I'm saying this, because the ammunition that you're also going to put in it, when it, if you use it for a self-defense weapon. Now, here's the reason why. See... First of all, the first safety thing, now bear with me now, just trust me, brother, please.
I can't do that. I'm sorry. Just, you can try, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, don't be presumptuous. Now, no, really. Now, this is Ricky. Now, there's a reason why I'm telling you the loading of this firearm, because I'm going to talk about the ammunition when used, if it ever be needed to be drawn on a person in self-defense. Now, keep in mind, for a safety thing, I'm saying, is the way you load it. Once you do, you take a chamber, you open the gate, you put it in second position, you put in a cartridge, okay? You spin it, you skip a chamber, you fill up the rest, and the last one, then you pull the... It's a single... Listen to me. You cock the hammer back, and you rest it back on an empty chamber. The reason why this model is identical to the original. It actually rests the firing pin on a live round. Now, let's talk about ammunition. Now, that's a safety feature to carry the gun, because if you drop it, it'll go off.
So this is an old gun where they didn't really think the safety through real well, and so you have to leave an empty chamber in order so you don't shoot your foot off or something like that with this thing, is what you're saying.
First off, that would be a wise idea.
Why would you order a gun like this and keep it around for self-defense? It sounds like you're more likely to shoot yourself than anything else.
I'm going to tell you why, and I'm also going to explain why I said this with the ammunition.
Okay.
See, I checked in there. Now, luckily, they have the ammunition that's proper for that firearm, and that would be a 200...
Scared? Who, me? Of course I'm not scared.
Go ahead.
That would be the proper ammo for that gun would be a 250-grain cartridge with a slug, a lead slug. Now, in comparison, what's very commonly found is a 230-grain FMJ. For the laymen's out there, that stands for full metal jacket. That was a bullet developed much later for other firearms. Now, the reason why. Let's imagine I have it on my hip, and God forbid, the only way I would ever draw that gun is if somebody had a gun on myself, most likely.
How long is the barrel on this thing?
7.5 inch.
Okay.
That's for velocity. It's a common lady that...
Look, man, where are you going with this?
Well, here, the ammo. Now, example. Why use a 250-grain cartridge with a slug as opposed to a 230-grain with an FMJ? Reason. Let's look at the 230 FMJ.
I don't care anymore, Ricky. You've bored the tears out of me at this point.
Melanie,
you're into guns. Is he even in the least bit interesting?
I mean, this is kind of just random technical knowledge, and I don't know if you have a point.
Like beating a dead horse. He's got no get up and go.
You better save this real fast, Ricky, because I'm getting pretty tired of it.
Okay, now, if you use the FMJ 230 grain, the problem with that, this gun is accurate to 25 yards. Now, it will...
25 yards?
It will be good at shooting a target.
That's not a very accurate gun.
But here's the thing. Listen, if you use that...
What, 75 feet? That's as far as this thing's accurate?
Handguns don't have a lot of precision at high ranges, kind of because you don't, like, do I really need to shoot something that's 100 feet away?
Good point. Probably not.
What if it's a person? Now, that's why this is important and irresponsible.
I haven't heard anything really important about your call yet.
If I accept it, I will.
Maybe another night. Thanks for the call. Toll free number 855-450 free like freedom. Let's go to Lance in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, watching on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Lance.
Hey, how are you guys?
I'm glad you're still awake after that call. Go ahead.
I know, right? I just have two things for you. I actually just recently found you guys from a buddy of mine. He just introduced me to you guys in the Free System Project. And first question was, since I haven't been following you guys, I didn't know if you guys had ever talked about or mentioned anything about the Q stuff on 4chan, and if that had anything to do with
Q stuff on 4chan. I know what 4chan is. What's the Q stuff? The 4chan, for listeners that don't know, is an anonymous message board on the internet, which is the source of many, many memes for the internet.
Yeah. And Q has been like,
Is that one of the subboards on 4chan?
It's been an anonymous, like, thread drop that's been going on since about Halloween. And
thread drop.
Apparently,
okay.
Yeah, and it's apparently somebody that is high up in the White House. The Q apparently was what they discovered has been shown to be for Q security clearance, which is like the top security clearance that you can get in the government. So it's somebody that's either directly in the president's cabinet or somebody.
What sort of things is this person leaking out?
Oh my gosh, man! It's been some crazy stuff. They actually were talking, the thing that really got me into it and following it was they started talking about the Saudi Arabia arrests before they happened, when all those princes and everybody over there got arrested and all that corruption started getting entangled up over there. They talked about it about 3 days before it actually happened. And they don't actually, the crazy thing about it, they don't actually really come out and say anything. They ask you a lot of questions, and they make you find the answers on your own. And a lot of these internet sleuths that put together these big long thread drops and things that have answered all the questions. And surprisingly, a lot of it has come true. And there's been a lot of little signs that they throw out there and things that people are connecting it to. And it's all just pretty interesting. I just didn't know if you guys had heard about it up there.
Melanie, have you heard about the Q thread on 4chan?
No.
I have not heard about it either, but I did just, you know, do a quick Google, and there's, you know, obviously people talking about this. What would you say that's the biggest revelation that has come out of this thing?
If you've noticed all this Hollywood pedo bust and all the pedophilia bust in Congress and stuff, that was one of the main things that they... That
Who got busted for pedophilia in Congress?
There's a few of them are stepping out for not pedophilia, but the sexual harassment charges in Congress and stuff.
Okay, well, that's not a surprise,
and,
right?
They're trying to tie it to the Pizzagate thing, which I don't know how true all that stuff is. I kind of have my doubts about that.
We talked about the Pizzagate thing here on Free Talk Live in detail one show, and it's interesting. You know, there's not a whole there's not a whole lot of evidence. But then again, it's not the first time that anybody has ever suggested that people in positions of power would wield those positions to be able to get away with things that other people wouldn't otherwise be able to get away with. I mean, there was some pretty creepy stuff within that whole Pizzagate
thing. Exactly. A lot of stuff that needs to be answered, you know, at the very least. But they're tying it in with that, with the guys, because it is in D.C. where all that's focused at. But then you start seeing all these pedophilia busts and sexual harassment busts in Hollywood, and that was one of the things that really also started getting me to follow these guys, because they're talking about all this stuff before it happened, and the way they do it is just very unique, you know. And they show these little, they'll show pictures or something, a snapshot of a picture, and the people could connect that the president was there at this time when that picture was taken, and crazy stuff like that. Like I said, I mean, it's a massive long thread that's been going on since...
I mean, to me, it's like to find out that politicians are sexual abusers or more likely to be sexual abusers of whether it be children or other adults, I don't think should surprise anybody. But I guess there are still some people out there that are surprised that politicians are the scum of the earth. So
I agree.
You know, from that aspect,
yeah,
I guess
exactly.
it's useful. But I think that there's still
the point that's opening people's eyes to it.
Lance, thanks for calling tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Unfortunately, a lot of people, even if they find out that some politicians have been behaving poorly, they still believe in the system. They still believe that, oh, we just got to elect the right people, and then we'll have good, non-abusive people in these positions of power, which, of course, evidence is against that. The evidence is that power goes to people's heads and corrupts even those who already weren't corrupt. More coming up. Hour 3 on the way.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.